Our commentaries this week have focused on building self-confidence in the child who is physically or emotionally different, the one who faces a tough social challenge. Despite these wonderful suggestions that I've offered, let me conclude by acknowledging that there are no magic bullets. Short of changing the values of an entire society, it'll always hurt to be laughed at, snubbed, or attacked by others. But I would remind you that the human personality grows through mild adversity, provided it's not crushed in the process. The ideal environment for children is not one devoid of problems and trials. The challenges that come their way in childhood often provide the motivation to succeed in life. History is replete with stories of those who overcame hardship by using every ounce of ability within them. One of the greatest kickers in the history of the National Football League was Tom Dempsey, who had a deformed foot and only one hand. He kicked a 63-yard field goal on November the 8th, 1970, a record that still stands. Our task as parents, then, is not to eliminate every obstacle for our children. And if we try, we'll just make emotional cripples out of them. No, our responsibility is to serve as confident allies, encouraging when they're distressed, intervening when the threats become overwhelming, and above all, giving them the tools with which to negotiate the obstacles.
To find out how you can partner with Family Talk, go to drjamesdobson.org.